In recent days, Israeli ground forces have been expanding their activities in the Gaza Strip. Over the past 3 weeks, Israel has carried out extensive aerial bomb attacks. Now, the military ground operation is starting, but perhaps slowly. For more on the political and military pressures that could be affecting the decision-making, we've reached Middle East-focused political scientist Jamie Levin. He's an associate professor at St. Francis Xavier University.
Good morning.
Well, what's the state this morning of this ground invasion or ground offensive by Israel into Gaza?
Well, as of Friday, ground incursions have begun. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave a speech over the weekend. He spoke to the press and took questions from the press, the first time since the attacks on October 7th. And he indicated that the second phase of the war has begun. The ground incursions have begun. He referred to it as Israel's second war of independence and told Israelis to prepare for a long and difficult battle ahead. That said, the attacks, the full ground invasion that we were anticipating has not occurred. It has been much slower and much more modest than was anticipated. Aerial bombardments of Gaza have continued, and the ground invasion has begun, but it has not mobilized the full force of the Israeli military.
Why is that, do you think? What do we know about the either domestic politics and international pressures that come to bear on this?
I think both are at play here. I think domestically, the Israeli daily newspaper Maariv released a public opinion survey on Friday indicating that nearly half of Israelis would favor a go-slow approach, a pause, before a full-scale ground invasion. And I think this is for multiple reasons, and I think this is being reflected in cabinet. First, I think there is a desire to give more time to negotiations that have been happening behind the scene for the release of the 200-plus Israeli hostages being held by Hamas. Those negotiations failed on Friday, but I think half of Israelis would like to see more time given for the possible release of those captives. A full-scale ground invasion would be that it seals their fate. I think there are those as well that are cautioning a go-slow approach because it is very easy to begin a ground invasion in a densely populated urban center, and it is very difficult to get out. I think this is in particular the concern that the international community has voiced. The American administration has lent its experience in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, wars that became forever wars because there wasn't a readily available plan to leave. And, of course, the international community has also been voicing its concerns about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
Yeah, say some more about that. The European nations, in particular the United Nations, obviously calling for a ceasefire. What's your analysis of the hope for that this morning?
I think the hopes are dim. I think the hopes are dim without progress on the hostage release. I think there is always a possibility of a pause, but a pause could enable additional humanitarian aid to flow. But I think the fear and the great likelihood is that a dire humanitarian situation is only likely to get worse. If there is no progress with the hostages, I think this ground invasion will slowly ramp up and the humanitarian crisis will become more dire.
Can you explain what we know about the hostage situation? You mentioned negotiations collapsed on Friday. The state of that.
Yeah, certainly. There have been reports of negotiations taking place very quietly. On Friday, those negotiations were said to collapse. Members of Hamas have said that they were willing to release substantially all the hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails and a ceasefire. Israel has responded that this is merely information warfare and that no such offers were actually proffered. I expect that these negotiations, difficult as they are likely ongoing with the aid of third parties. And I think it's also no surprise that this ground invasion has been limited in scope and started on Friday, the same time that the negotiations collapsed, and it hasn't been full-throated. It has allowed, this type of ground invasion has allowed for negotiations to continue. In other words, I think in part what we're seeing is bargaining between the parties.
Now, does that make you think about a path to some kind of peace, or are we, I mean, obviously we're not there, but how do you see that?
I am not hopeful at the moment. I think there is always the possibility that a compromise could be reached, that the hostages could be released, and Israel might be incentivized to limit its goals in Gaza. But I think after the attacks of October 7th, there is a widespread feeling in Israel that the current situation with Hamas in ruling the Gaza Strip is no longer tolerable. And indeed, of course, for Palestinians, this situation is equally no longer tolerable.
Recognizing that there has been a ground incursion, but this full scale, ground invasion has not happened yet. What are you watching for today, this week?
Yes, so I'm certainly watching. I'm watching two things. Number one, will this simply ramp up? Is this simply a cautious, measured ground invasion that Israel is probing Hamas's ground defenses, but intends to ramp up day by day? Or is this Israel sending a signal, turning up the heat on Gaza for potential ongoing negotiations to release the hostages? I think if we see a gradual ramping up, I think if, and there are early reports that ground forces are moving towards Gaza City, once Israel enters Gaza City, the urban warfare begins in earnest, and I think that the prospects of negotiations begin to recede, negotiations for the hostages, and I think both parties are now committed to an insurgent war, a long and difficult war without a clear path out. The other things I will be looking at most certainly are southern Lebanon, Israel's northern border, which has clashes with Hezbollah have been occurring for the last 3 weeks at a reasonably low pace, but that could change at any moment, and so too in the northern West Bank.
Jamie, we'll leave it there for time. Thank you for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That was Jamie Levin. He's an associate professor of political science at St. Francis Xavier University. He studies war and peace in the Middle East.